Canto 1, Krishna Appears, taken from Krishna Book, Chapter 2, Scene 7, Simultaneously Pleasing and Dangerous. The root cause of the material manifestation described here is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead expands Himself and takes charge of the three qualities of the material world. Vishnu takes charge of the modes of goodness. Brahma takes charge of the modes of passion. And Shiva takes charge of the modes of ignorance. Brahma, by the modes of passion, creates this manifestation. Lord Vishnu maintains this manifestation by the modes of goodness, and Lord Shiva annihilates it by the modes of ignorance. The whole creation ultimately rests in the Supreme Lord. He is the cause of creation, maintenance, and dissolution. And when the whole manifestation is dissolved in its subtle form as the energy of the Lord, it rests within the body of the Supreme Lord. Thus, the demigods continue to pray to Krishna in the womb of Devaki. At the present, the Supreme Lord Krishna is appearing just for the maintenance of this manifestation. Actually, the Supreme Cause is one, but being deluded by the three modes of material nature, less intelligent persons see that the material world is manifested through different causes. Those who are intelligent can see that the cause is one, Krishna. As it is stated in the Brahma Samhita, Sarva Karana Karanam, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the cause of all causes. Brahma is the deputed agent for creation. Vishnu is the expansion of Krishna for maintenance, and Lord Shiva is the expansion of Krishna for dissolution. The demigods continued praying. Our dear Lord, it is very difficult to understand your eternal form of personality. People in general are unable to understand your actual form. Therefore, you are personally descending to exhibit your original eternal form. Somehow, people can understand the different incarnations of your Lordship, but they are puzzled to understand the eternal form of Krishna with two hands moving among human beings exactly like one of them. This eternal form of your Lordship is ever increasing in transcendental pleasure for the devotees. But for the non-devotees, this form is very dangerous. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is very pleasing to the sadhu. It is said, Paritranaya sadhunam. But this form is very dangerous for the demons because Krishna also descends to kill the demons. Krishna is therefore simultaneously pleasing to the devotees and dangerous to the demons. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.